on Real Raw Radio, Roger and JP Show. At Roger and JP on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And, of course, the phone numbers anytime you want to be part of the show. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. JP out, not feeling well at all. Hopefully back tomorrow. I don't know if this happens to you guys, but they say that eating cheese before bed gives you nightmares. Anybody? I never connected that.
What's the reason?
Also, I don't get a lot of nightmares. Well, they're doing the study on it, but they're saying that randomly, not actually factually, they're saying that there are a lot of people that dairy makes that if they eat it too close to bedtime.
Okay, so it's not just cheese.
But the cheese might be the main factor. They're doing a study on it, and they're paying people $1,000 to eat cheese before bed.
All right.
I'll do it.
Then see what happens, right?
Any openings or?
There might be. So they pick the cheese types that you have to eat and how much on what night or whatever, and then they're
jalapeno.
And you have to have like a smartwatch or Fitbit or whatever so you can tell them how you slept and show them your stats.
Oh yeah.
And apparently, like, you know, it gives people either disturbing dreams, vivid dreams, or nightmares depending on the person. And I've never connected that. I've connected like when I have like bourbon. I could maybe have, like, vivid dreams at night, but never, like, wine or beer. And I never connected food to it. Do you guys have anything that, like, you think causes you to have dreams? I can't think of anything else.
Aside from the fact that, maybe 10 years ago or so, I got over the fact that it's not true. If you laugh before you go to bed, you'll have nightmares that my mom told me when I was a kid. Once I got past I am really susceptible, I found out, to shows. Like, I have to end the night on a laugh show or sports or something that's not a... Because I just finished, I was just talking to Gareth, I just finished Righteous Gemstones on HBO.
Oh, yeah, is it good?
It was really good. It's just there's a lot of violence, really, like, weird violence and stuff.
Yeah.
And, I would watch that before I went to bed, and my dreams have been
really
nuts. Like,
yeah, I try not to watch anything like that before bed. You know, I've talked about how I've watched essentially Judge Judy as I'm falling asleep or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let me see if I can stay awake as the case.
You feel your eyes get heavy.
Is the neighbor gonna have to pay for the dog biting the?
Seriously.
We don't know, and we wake up and I go, oh, I don't remember what happened.
Judge Judy's voice is what, you know, like, that helps you, like, calm you and
just
go to sleep.
Well, it's not necessarily the voice. It's just, you know, the whole process of watching it and this case, you know, all that stuff. Just the whole,
you know it. You're like,
oh, yeah, of course.
Like Monica's saying, though, I get it where something like if I'm watching a movie that, you know, makes your adrenaline flow, you know, Shooter or, you know, American Sniper, you know, whatever it is that, like, is very adrenaline-based, like a movie I'll love, even though I've seen it before, you know, you get involved in it, watch a Bourne movie. If I get involved in it, I'm still not numb to getting caught up in it.
Yeah.
And then that'll keep me awake, but it won't give me any dreams.
My wife doesn't like scary stuff. She doesn't like gross things. But for whatever reason, she's watching all these medical, you know, shows, dramas on as we're going to bed. And I'm like, what are you watching? I talked about it a couple weeks ago where there was a show on NBC, whatever it's called. It's only like 10 o'clock at night. And the guy's got open heart surgery and they can't get him back to life. So he's giving chest compressions by sticking his fingers into the chest and pressing the actual heart. And I'm like, what are you watching? And there's another show she was watching where the guy's leg is torn off. And I'm like, what is going on?
Like,
why would you watch this?
Dismemberment before you go to bed. It's
a little
of sleep, right?
Oh, my God.
Sounds like she's tired of Judge Judy reruns.
I guess. Well,
done with you.
She's in. It's usually if I go to bed first, that's when I usually get control of the TV. If she's already in bed, I don't get to watch Judge Judy. It's just, I'm staring at people sticking fingers in chests and legs being torn off.
Yeah,
and that's
a weird one. I have to turn my back to the TV and pretend like I'm not hearing it.
I told you guys before.
And crying myself to sleep.
Rocking in the fetal position. I told you guys before that for the entirety of living with my ex, we went to sleep. You know, listen, I didn't have a lot of nightmares, so I guess I should go back to that. We went to sleep every night. We had a VHS copy of Throw Mama from the Train and a VHS copy of The Burbs. And it was either
every night,
every single night. Mostly Throw Mama, but once in a while he'd throw in the Burbs. And we would fall asleep to that with it on. I don't know, but I can tell you I fell asleep at the same point every time of Throw Mama from the train. And it's
Erwin!
No. Yeah, that just as you're falling asleep, that
Erwin.
Happens.
Erwin!
Courtney had a high school friend named Erwin. I used to do that all the time. He was over the house and be like, Erwin! They didn't know what I was talking about. I had to actually show them.
Erwin!
There it is.
Oh, it lulls me. I'm going to fall asleep.
It's lulling. Right. She's gonna, oh, Monica just dozed off. Yeah. You know exactly like... Not what part of the movie, you know how many minutes in? Was it really consistent? You fell asleep the same exact time?
It was extremely consistent. I remember because my eyes were closed. I was drifting off. And I thought for the longest time, because the premise of the story is it's like this, he thinks he murdered whatever and she fell off the boat. Anyway, he was trying to escape onto a boat. And in the background, he's in Hawaii. And in the background, it's boats and stuff, right?
Dreamy.
I always thought, yeah, exactly, relaxing. I always thought the line I heard was, because you can hear it in the background, he goes, last hot tamale is what I heard, last hot tamale.
Last hot tamale?
And I found out years later, because we watched it every night, that he was saying, last boat to Maui.
Boat to Bali? Oh.
Yeah. And I always thought he was saying, last hot tamale. So I would fall asleep right around.
Dreaming of hot tamales.
Last hot tamale, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that lucky bastard's getting a hot tamale.
You could have been dreaming of Maui. You're dreaming of hot tamales.
No, I'll take the tamale, please.
If you only knew the line.
So it would be around the same time every... And it is relaxing. I don't know if it's repetitive or I just knew and my brain just associated those movies with sleep and it helped or something, but I liked it. I got no complaints.
I'll tell you, there is something, and I've really caught on to doing this, where as I'm going to sleep, I had read this where you do 4-4-8. So it's 4 seconds breathing in,
okay.
4 seconds holding the breath, and 8 seconds letting it out. I think I do one of those, and then I lay there, and it like there's something about what it does with the oxygenation, whatever, doesn't fire you up. Not at that point. It actually helps you relax. And I'm like asleep, like within minutes after
really?
That.
Really?
I don't know why it works so well.
Nice.
It's the rare night that I have to do it twice or, you know, I mean, some nights I don't think about it. But most nights I do it once and then, I don't know, I usually fall asleep pretty well anyway. But that seems to be like the hammer. That thing freaking works.
I have a question, though. Do you only use it to fall asleep, like when you get into bed first? In other words, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're having issues falling back asleep, do you do that then?
I don't use it then because honestly, I have no issue falling back asleep middle of the night. I never have a problem.
Yeah.
I go back to sleep without an issue because of the schedules we keep. It's really not a big deal.
Good for you.
Because you don't get up and make a full 7-course meal for yourself.
No. When JP wakes up in the middle of the night, he's talked about going down to the fridge and eating food and all that kind of stuff. I do not have like a halftime intermission in my sleep. I just don't. If I get up, it's like quick to pee and I go back to bed.
That's crazy.
I can't even think, or turn over is the only other thing. I don't even get out of bed.
I don't even
open the bedroom door to leave the bedroom ever.
Because why? Because then you're. Because then in my head, then my brain is in awake mode and it's going to start paying attention to things. And I don't want to pay attention to anything. I want to go back to sleep.
Right.
So that's my brain, but apparently JP is different.
Very common, I think, is people waking up in the middle of the night will check text messages or check their phone for something. My phone is not next to my bed.
No.
I leave it in my office, right? And I would never look at my phone because when I have, maybe it's 3:30 in the morning and I'm wondering if, say JP was going to call in sick that morning or something because he didn't feel good the night before. I'll look at the phone. And just looking that once, all that light in my eyes, I go back to bed. I'm like, I'm not falling asleep now because I felt like I was up. So I'll never do that either. So I'll move and wake up as little as possible in the middle of the night just to keep the roll going.
Sometimes
get back in bed.
I fall asleep because I sleep so deep. Like you have to physically come in and shake me if you're trying to wake me up.
Good for you.
I get so comfortable. I don't know what it is. So
that's great.
A lot of times, I would say 6 to 7 times out of 10, I wake up in the same exact position that I fell asleep. Like I just didn't. I didn't move. I'm just laying there.
I'm so proud of you.
Maybe you think you didn't move because if you if you had like a Fitbit or whatever, do you where you can keep track of how restless you are?
No, I don't take. I don't have one of those. My mattress is plain and boring. I don't wear any watches to bed.
Come on, sleep number bed. Let's go.
Sorry, I don't need to set a setting on my mattress.
Right. It's weird because sometimes you feel like you had the worst night's sleep, and then I look at the numbers. I'm like, oh, I didn't move. And at other times, I feel like I slept like a block of cement like you're talking about. But meanwhile, I was turning over, but I guess I just didn't wake up or it didn't bother me, you know? And so it's kind of opposite of what you think.
Yeah.
But I used to sleep like you're talking about in high school, and it would be like face down, arms over my head, just scrunched in the pillow, the blankets over my head, whatever. And my dad, and I feel like I didn't move. And in the morning, I wouldn't even hear the alarm. My dad would come through to each of us and boom, he'd take his fingers and flick the bottoms of our feet. That'll wake you up. If somebody just pulls on your foot or moves your foot, you'll wake right up.
Why the flick on the foot? Like, why?
I think that's the way he got woke up when he was a kid.
Well, yeah, I have a feeling. To change it. Maybe he didn't like it. I don't know why.
Did you pass that down to your daughters when you woke them up?
On the feet?
No, I wouldn't do that.
You stopped it.
Kel.
It ended with you.
Time to wake up. Like, just gently, working. Right. Or he would just move her feet. Come on. Let's go. Come on.
You know, what's worse, the flick of the foot, which just seems awful, or the lifting of the covers. Like, you're all under the covers, and you just lift up the covers and take them off you, and you're just like...
Oh, I never had anybody do that. Yeah, that would have been bad.
I told you guys, I think the one time, the worst, I woke up one time. I had two brothers, so you expect crap to happen as the only girl.
Mm-hmm.
And my older brother, my younger brother was holding me, he was above me, so when I woke up, he could hold me down. And my other brother held...
Oh, on a bunk bed?
No, this is weird. I love the floor. I was sleeping on the floor in the living room. I like that.
Excuse me?
I like to sleep on the floor a lot.
So you guys didn't share a bedroom?
No, I actually had my own bedroom.
You had your own, but you preferred to sleep on the floor.
I was on the floor in the living room at this point.
In the living room.
Yeah, I fell asleep watching TV or something. This was whenever it was.
You get a blanket and a pillow and you go and watch the show and curl up and go to sleep.
Yeah,
and you're so happy.
That's my favorite. I do that now. But when I woke up, my younger brother was holding me down. And my older brother had a daddy long legs, and his little leg was just like right. You know how it's panicking, so its legs are moving, and he's holding right above my face, and I lost my crap.
I bet you did.
Oh my God,
that's horrible.
That's worse than the foot flick. I can tell you that
by far. Oh yeah, the foot flick's not that big a deal. No way, not like spiders.
My pops would shake me, just shake me.
Yeah.
Like there was a fire in the house. Because you'd say, because I was a strong sleeper, so he would grab me like, Gareth, and I'd wake up like, what?
What?
You got to get ready for school. I'm like, okay.
Oh, God, the house isn't on fire?
Yeah.
Right.
And my mom would kiss me to wake me up, and I hated both of them.
No.
I hated both of them because I was a teenager, right?
Oh,
so I don't want my mom kissing me to wake me up.
And she didn't put her tongue in your ear, did she? I'll wake you up.
Where'd she put her pinky?
Right?
Oh, Monica!
Sorry.
Put it in! Maybe it's a Canadian thing, Gareth, because my dad, it was all about just shaking, from the foot, though. He would just do it from the foot, but it was definitely about shaking us awake. That's what it was. Besides flicking the foot, he would move it and, you know, whatever.
He had a lot of brothers, because he comes from a family of eight, so he's like, that's how we just woke each other up. I was like, all right, well, it's just me and Megan. Probably don't shake me.
I know. So why is it shake or kiss? Is there anything in between?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Good God.
Yeah. My mom would open the door, and then she would, click the heat up a little bit, so it would start, it was like electric heat along the wall, and it would start, going... making noise as it came on. She's like, Roger, time to get up. Come on, you got to get up. But she was pretty good about it, you know? My dad was just more about shaking the foot and let's go. So
try that.
Yeah, I definitely go for the more gentle, come on, let's go. And then Courtney would turn over. I'm like, Court, let's go. Oh, and then she'd finally go. They weren't too bad.
I was going to say, because I don't know what it would be like waking up kids. Like, we were also... you guys are talking about your parents. We were just, it was up to us. Like, nobody woke us up. Like, we
usually
had to be on our own to get up and get out. I can't imagine waking up a kid. And if there was any resistance, I think I would be mad. I would be so mad. Oh, my God.
Yeah. They'd be like, listen, you slept through your alarm. It's 6:32. What time is the bus? 6:45. Oh, boy. So I had to get ready, out the door, grab a Pop-Tart, run to the bus stop down the corner on the bridge over the brook. And wait for the bus stop in the icy cold snow.
Pass by Gordie Howe's restaurant.
Right, throw up a little, and then get on the bus.
Oh,
Dennis
horrible.
Is home. Hey, Dennis, Roger, JP, what's going on?
Hey,
Dennis,
man.
Go ahead, man.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to say the way my dad used to wake us up.
Yeah.
He would put one foot over the other, you're sleeping. He'd lay one foot over the other, and then by taking the bottom foot, he'd twist it toward the edge of the bed, and your whole body would flip and flop right out of bed.
Oh, my God. No. Come on, really?
Yeah. Well, you only had to do it like three times to me, because after that, when I heard him call my name in the morning, I got back up.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I never had to do it again. Were you like a little kid? Is that why it worked? Because it wouldn't work on a teenager, right? You're too big.
No, absolutely. It's just your, it's like jujitsu. It'll work on a full-grown human being. I swear to God, I know because I study. You can lay on the couch.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I've done it to one of my friends. He was laying on the couch, wouldn't wake up, laying on his back. I put one foot over the other, grabbed the bottom foot, twisted it. His whole body just, boom, right off.
Oh, my God, that's horrible. That's horrible.
And you flip him, like, off the couch. That's mean.
Hey, what a friend's flaw. What a friend's flaw. He would have been late. I had to get him up.
That's good morning, right. Dennis. Time to wake up.
Thanks, Dennis.
Oh, man. What's with the feet, people?
That's extreme.
What is with the feet?
Your feet are really sensitive, right? It's a pretty good way to wake people up. It's not bad. You definitely know. Like somebody shaking your shoulder, you're not necessarily going to wake up. You're just not.
Yes, you are. Or it's better than, how does anyone have a good day after their twisted feet and rolling over and like, I'm just going to wake up kind of grumpy then. Like, what if this is not a good way to start
the day? And if our feet were sticking out from underneath like the Afghan or something like that, and the feet are sticking out, that's when we get a little bottom of the soles of the feet. Like, hey, my dad's hand, like hitting the bottom of the soles of your feet. You wake up. It doesn't hurt, but it's really sensitive. So you wake up and you, I don't know, it just gets you going.
Yeah.
Cruel. It was a cruel childhood.
It really is. It's too startling. You go from, doesn't everybody want a gradual wake up? Doesn't everybody want to yawn and stretch and just ease into it?
Susan's got one of those alarms from her iPhone that's like that, where it starts off low. It's like piano and a little guitar. And it keeps growing.
Okay, I'm turning
it off. Even when it gets loud, it doesn't go like Metallica loud. I don't know how it happened, but it works, and I kind of like it when she puts it on the weekends. I'm like, I like waking up like this.
Because nobody's flicking your foot. That's why.
Right. Or flipping me off a couch.
Yeah.
When my son was younger, he had a Mater clock from Cars, and it would go, hey, buddy, you want time to wake up? You don't sleep all day?
No way.
Hey, buddy, time to wake up.
Oh,
you don't sleep there all day?
Over and over.
Shoot. Hey, buddy, you don't sleep all day?
Oh, that's great.
I love that you can remember it because it must have been that annoying. And I will take the foot twisted flip thingy over Mater saying, hey, buddy, you gonna get up?
You don't sleep there all day?
That's funny, though.
Hey, quick, here's Brian on line one. Hey, Brian, you got one? Go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick funny one. I had a buddy of mine's dad who kept a bag of marbles in the freezer.
No.
To get him out of bed, he'd toss frozen marbles under the covers to get him up.
So you'd turn over and lay on the frozen marble?
Oh, my God.
And make you jump?
Yeah.
I never heard of that. That's genius.
Oh, hell no!
Cruel, but genius.
Shoot. I'm not doing that.
You want marbles in your bed? You better wake up.
Shoot. Freaking Mater. That's horrible. That's awful.
Oh, I mean, Mater's funny. But yeah, every day and saying the same thing over and over again probably can get a little much. So anyway, cheese is bad for you before bed.
Yeah.
So that's what I've learned.
We learned a lot
in
this discussion about sleep. It's good.
Much.
Yeah, maybe that's true, but knowledge is better. All right, well, Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Hope you had a good night's sleep last night. What song? Is this a sleep song?
Wake Me Up Before You Go Go, only the wrong version.
You're right.
The right version.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.